Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Madhuparna Das, senior editor at the Print, and today I'll bring to you my analysis about the relation between Mamata Banerjee's Pegasus outreach and her national ambitions. So the question, of course, should be, does the Bengal chief minister's outreach indicate her national ambitions? Mamata Banerjee has been trying to become nationally relevant and position herself as the prime and most formidable opposition to Narendra Modi for long. The landslide victory in this assembly election, her relentless fight against a huge army of Modi and Shah, have surely paved the way for her. She had somewhat proved a point that Modi is not invincible. In 2 months of taking charge of the Bengal government for the third time in a row, Banerjee chose July 21st, known as Martyrs Day, as the day to make a national outreach. The stage was set and her party tried to take her speech virtually to 5 BJP-led states. And she got the right issue at the right time. Banerjee, known as one of the sharpest politicians in the country, took the snooping scandal as the primary issue of her speech. Around 48 hours later, the snooping scandal triggered outrage. Banerjee, wading into the Pegasus snooping controversy for the first time, alleged that her phone has been snooped on for years with Pegasus and many other spywares. While addressing the virtual rally from Kolkata to observe Trinamool's Martyrs Day, she said that details of her meetings with her nephew Abhishek, who is Trinamool Congress National General Secretary, and her poll strategist Prashant Kishore were also tapped and recorded via spyware. The names of Abhishek and Prashant Kishore featured in the list of potential Pegasus surveillance targets as revealed in a global journalistic investigation earlier this week. Urging the Supreme Court to take sua motu cognizance in the Pegasus row, Banerjee said that the Supreme Court should order a high-level probe into the matter as some of their own were also snooped on, adding the Modi government spends taxpayers' money for snooping on his own ministers, judges, officers, journalists and election commissioner. She said that the judiciary can only save the nation now. Alleging that the Bharatiya Janata Party-led government has been snooping on her phone for years, the West Bengal chief minister called Pegasus as a ferocious and dangerous tool to destroy basic human rights. My phone has been snooped on for many years now, and snooping is like a chain event. Abhishek's phone was tapped, so my phone is also being snooped on because I keep talking to him. I spoke to my poll strategist, so if his phone is snooped on, mine also comes under the same spyware. This was Mamata Banerjee's explanation. The phones have become recorders to them. They snoop and record everything. I cannot talk to Chidambaram ji or Pawar ji or Maharashtra CM or Delhi CM because I know they are hearing, she said, referring to the BJP. The party does not even spare its own minister. Forget about the opposition leaders. They do not trust anyone. They want to make India a surveillance state. This is not a democracy but a detectivocracy, she said. And the Bengali translation, what she actually spoke while speaking, Ganatantra nei, Goyenda tantra cholche. Banerjee's speech was live streamed across 5 states, including in Delhi. A giant screen was installed at the Constitution Club of India in the national capital, where senior opposition leaders like NCP Chief Sharad Pawar and Congress's P. Chidambaram and Digvijay Singh were present. Addressing the national opposition leaders, Banerjee said, I request the representatives of all the opposition parties to convince their senior leaders and party chiefs. We should keep our differences aside now and form a front to fight this government. We should not waste any time and we should start working from now. She further added that I don't know what will exactly happen in 2024, but we should plan and start the fight. Nahi to janta maaf nahi karegi. This was her line. She urged Pawar to convene a meeting with all opposition leaders. Banerjee will be travelling to Delhi on a 3-day political tour next week and will meet all senior opposition leaders. She further alleged that the Narendra Modi-Amit Shah government has imposed a rule of spyware in India. They snoop on people, they have crippled the three important pillars of democracy, election commission, judiciary and media. They spy on people's private lives and blackmail them to make them do what they want. I have plastered my phone, she said, while displaying the camera of her phone, which was covered with tapes. We have to plaster this government too, otherwise the democracy will die, she added while showing her phone to the crowd. Calling for a long-standing and strong movement on this snooping controversy, Banerjee urged leaders to join hands and not let this go. We cannot let this snooping scandal go. We have to follow this up. Chidambaramji, Pawarji, did they leave you? She asked rhetorically, saying that her party leaders were harassed by the central agencies regularly. The aggression with which Mamata has taken the cudgels of the opposition against the Pegasus scandal shows she is directly pitting herself against the Prime Minister, vying to emerge as the most vocal voice from the opposition on the issue. That's all I have for you right now, but I'll be watching this story as it develops in the hours to come. This is Madhuparna Das, Senior Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.